My name is Gracie Ledoux. I am 16 years old. Today is May 17th, and I'm speaking with
Michelle Best,
who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm here to talk about you being on a game show. So I was curious, what's the name of the game show?
I was on Million Dollar Password with Regis Philbin as the host, and it was on CBS. And Regis had just done Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so they were trying to come up with another show that Regis could, you know, be on that had millionaires made. So I was one of the first people to try out this new show, Password.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Why this game show?
Well, I was a young mother with little children, and, you know, doing theater at night kind of took me away from you guys. So I was looking for different ways to make money as an actor, and I came across this casting call looking for actors to be contestants on a new show, and so I signed up. And I was good at playing this game with my sister Liz all growing up because it relies heavily on intuition. So I knew I was going to be good at it.
How did you know you were going to be on this game show?
Well, I didn't know, you know. And in fact, I don't know if this is a good time to tell this part of the story, but when I was in a holding cell, I actually had to play it. Three different times I had to come in and play it to see if I was good enough to be on the show. And it was like a call back, and then the producers had to view you and see if they liked you personally, and then they had to see how good you were at playing the game, and we had to practice the game a lot. And so I made it through all the first three rounds, and then the fourth round was the taping, and they put us in a hotel by the airport so that we couldn't talk to anybody else. We couldn't cheat, you know. We all had to be on a level playing field. And actually, the day they shot the show, they sent me home, and I was all in hair and makeup and ready, and they said, "That's it. We don't need anybody else." And so they sent me home, and I was on the bridge in a cab saying, "This isn't right. This isn't right. I thought I was going to be on the show. This isn't right." And we picked you guys up from your grandmother's house who was watching you. And then I got the call that I was back on. So on the bridge, I got off of the bridge and then went back to Astoria and went back to the studio. And then I was on.
Okay. Did you practice before the game show?
Yeah. Like I said, we had all the tournament play leading up to the show. And then, you know, the night before, the producers filmed us, you know, doing the show, practicing with all the other contestants. So we really were pretty confident. And in fact, part of it was if we played with each other, we probably would have done better than playing with celebrities, because we were all much better than the celebrities. The only celebrity that was really good at it was Betty White. And she had probably played it before. When it was an older game show. I think it was an older game show on TV back when she was younger. She was good at it. But all the other celebrities were not as good as the contestants.
Really quick, do you want to explain the rules of this game show?
Sure. The way it works is you have to try to make your other, your partner, which in this case was a celebrity, you had to try and make your partner say the word. Like, for example, if they gave us the word soccer, then we had three chances. Like, I could say football, and you might say player, you know, and then I'd say England, and then you might say soccer, you know, like football, England is soccer, you know. So, and then if you still didn't get it, then I would say ball, you know. I don't know, because I got that one right on football, England, and then he said soccer on the second guess. So you get three chances to get them to try to guess the word that you've been given, the password, and you can only use one word. You can use no gestures, no sign language, nothing, just the words. So like for dirt, like batteries, I said Duracell, and they got it right off of that, you know.
Okay. How many competitors were there?
I'd say there were about 70 of us. And then they probably chose about 40 to be on the main show. And like I said, I was one of the 30 people that wasn't on. So in my little section, there was me and another contestant and two celebrities. So there were four of us when I was on at that time. Me and this guy, Jack. And then my celebrity was Steven Weber. And then his celebrity was Shanna Moakley, whose husband was the drummer for Blink 182, and they had a reality show. And then there was Regis.
Okay. How long was the show?
I think it played on the network for an hour, but it was only 44 minutes shooting, and my segment was just probably about 20 minutes of that. Yeah.
Okay. Were you really nervous?
I was acting like I was an actor because, again, I just got it as an acting job. So I wasn't really nervous. I was really excited and I wanted to win. But my fellow player, Jack, he said, "I'm going to win $1 million." And I thought, good, I'm going to play the game. And so he was focused on the money and I was focused on the game. So I was pretty confident and I knew I was good at this game. I didn't know how good my partner was going to be, but I was more excited. But the funny thing was, is when I actually won my money, then I sort of snapped out of it. And I was like, did that really just happen? And I kept asking the woman, you know, and she kept saying yes. And that's when I realized I was just doing an acting job. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh my gosh, this is real life. I really just won some money.
Did you think you were going to win? Did you ever think you weren't during the show?
Yeah, we got to this place where, you know, I had $25,000 and we were going on for $50,000. And it got progressively harder. And like I said, we, the contestants, had easy times getting through these rounds. But the celebrities got really nervous because they wanted us to win and they hadn't practiced. So he got really bad at the game, and I kept trying to talk to him, saying, "It's okay, you're doing a great job. Just keep looking at my eyes, you know?" And so, yeah, that's when I started thinking, uh-oh, these celebrities aren't as good as we are.
Hmm. Any interesting moment you remember from that day?
Well, the most interesting part was when I got sent home, and I was like, that's very disappointing. And then I got sent back. And I've never had to try to catch a cab in the middle of a bridge to go the other way on the bridge. That was pretty exciting. And I actually waited and they were like, "Get back here immediately," you know? And I was thinking, well, let's just get off the bridge at least and I'll get one, you know, on the other side of the bridge. So that was pretty exciting. And then my husband couldn't come with me because we had you guys and we already had like called the whole day off. So he just took you home and I went back to do it by myself. So I had no fans in the audience and no family there. My sister had been there and she left, you know? So it was very exciting. That was the most exciting moment, you know?
What was the prize?
So like I said, you know, when we went on for the 50, he couldn't do it, you know, and we ended up getting all of our strikes against us. So I won $25,000.
Wow.
Yep.
What did you do with the prize?
Boring. I bought new computers for everybody, and then I went to go get spectacular new actor teeth. And instead of getting new teeth, I ended up having to get braces. Because I couldn't just get like a perfect smile. I had to fix my broken teeth. So I spent it on dentistry and computers. Very boring.
All right. Well, that's, I think, all.
It was a great day.
Thank you for joining me.
Lovely.
To discuss this. So
it's been a real pleasure.
Wait, real quick question.
Yes.
So did you and only you win the show, or did other people win too?
Well, that was why they pretty much canceled the show after that test run, because nobody, one guy who played with Betty White got $100,000, and everybody else got $10,000 to $25,000. So most of us got $25,000, and half of everybody, like that guy Jack, he just won no money. So the one guy that played with Betty White won $100,000, and she was really good at the game. And it's still on the Game Show Network. Even today, they play it in reruns. So if you catch Million Dollar Password, you might still see it. It's still on there. Every once in a while, someone tells me, oh, I just saw your show. I saw your game show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you. It was a fun time.
All righty.